Okay, there was a, you know, if I may, I want to take up on this issue a little bit, because I am really, you know, one of the persons involved in this thing, and during different meetings that we had, I think it was discussed whether the programming committee of the PNB would be part of the process or not. And some members were saying that it was, you know, task force, not the programming, you know, committee. But rereading the motion, it does include the programming committees to help to develop the new Spanish language programming, which is really good, because this is what has been happening. As you know, there have been like different meetings that we have called to put in place the process. Now, when this motion was when we had it back in the meeting of June 2015, so we had a deadline, which is already over, which is by September. So now, according to the information that we are getting at the task force and the Spanish language programming, we are only getting, new programming or new collectives at KPFK. And now from KPFT, which is good. KPFT now is bringing, you know, some collectives for the implementation of the programming. But I've been doing the outcall for the rest of the radio station, which is KPFA, WVR, that had only, one person present, but it was not a, he was in the call, but it was not a, you know, like a new collective or something. And WPSW, these three stations, we don't have anyone yet. So my question is, or the information that, you know, you as part of this radio station, do you have any information, any work done? What is, you know, the things of these radio stations? Because we need to put this new programming in place, but it's been very difficult because we are working on one radio station, but we don't have no power over the other stations. You know, like, you know, I am part of the KPFK, you know, programming committee, and the Spanish Language Task Force and everything, but, you know, we don't have power, you know, to deal with the stations. So that's why I wanted to bring it, so we can all work together and help, you know, everyone to kind of develop this new programming that is needed, but not implemented yet. So I'm going to open the floor, and then let's take start.
John Riley has a question.
John Riley, yes.
So there's two stations that have new collectives. So are you trying to, like, sort of, just gather information so you can contact these other producers, or are you trying to like see if some of these are communicatable programs that could play on more than one station, or is it just like information gathering, like you want contact numbers so you can call people? I mean, for example, at BAI we have La Voz Latina, and it is there's two producers, I think, that are working on that. William Camacaro, who's a Venezuelan, and Daniel Vila, I think he's a Puerto Rican. And they do a weekly program. So, you know, I could probably give you their contact info if you are interested in that.
John, that's exactly what we need. Whoever you know that might be interested, or might be a contact person that we can work with, you know, at least get in touch and start developing, you know, like certain relations. and explain to them, you know, what it involves and everything, so they can start doing their own work at their own radio station. So that's basically what we need, you know. I mean, we are not asking to you get involved, right, and, like doing and no, but getting the contacts, you know, those who might be interested, who might want to know more about this new programming. Who else? Anyone else on the staff?
Jim Brown.
Jim. Okay, Mr. Jim Brown.
We have one person, producer at our station, Oscar Fernandez, who I can get you his contact information, and I'll send that out to you.
Okay.
I'll send it out to you this weekend.
Okay.
I did speak with him. He said he's interested, but he just wanted to know more about it. And I told him that that someone will be interested in him.
Okay. Adriana, yes, Miss Adriana. Okay. What is a motion that the PMB passed November 13, 2015, at the in-person meeting in LA? And I don't know if this committee received any, because that motion said that the program directors and general managers were supposed to bring back to the PMB a report about programming. I don't know if you, Rodrigo, received any. I know that another motion was PSAs that should be done at every station, and I know that at least the program director at KPFT, after we asked last week, she's saying that she will implement it now. That should be implemented in June, at the end of June, and by the end of August, we should just have some reports. We don't have anything yet. Is any station, do anybody knows if that there at the station, the PSA has been run? Because that is a mandate. I mean, the program directors and general managers cannot say yes or no. They are mandated to produce the PSA. Do anybody know what is happening? Do we have the report?
Point of information. Benito,
go ahead.
Adriana, I didn't catch what the PSA was supposed to be about. Can you repeat that?
Adriana, can you repeat that?
Yes. I mean, the two motions, I can't send the motion, but we were all in lay. The motions are very clear and said what the program director and general managers were supposed to bring those reports back to the PMB. And the motion in the Spanish language programming was a mandate of adding 5 hours of programming, Spanish programming, between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. at every station. It's a mandate. But we are PSAs that we are supposed to be running. I want to know if anybody have any information about their own stations.
Right, and Adriana, I'm asking you, what is the PSA supposed to be about? I don't remember the motion exactly. I take your word for it.
Let me refresh it. Basically, what the PSI would say is that the national, you know, board, the Pacifica National Board, has approved a new 5 hours, you know, time of Spanish language programming at all radio stations. The radio, so that'll be for a week, okay? So either be a day, 1 hour a day, or 5 hours in one day, whatever, but it doesn't matter. But the thing is that, so every radio station will have a new programming which includes 5 new hours of Spanish language programming. What the PSA basically is going to say is that we make the call to all those organizations and the communities, you know, and persons who are interested in doing the new programming or participating in the developing and implementation of the new programming, to please contact whoever is going to be in charge, right? So, because we have meetings and we have to do it, blah, blah, blah. So basically, the call is that you call the community, the organizations, the producers, whoever wants to participate in developing the new programming. That it hasn't been done at any registration, not even in KPSK, believe me. It's not even done here. We feel that's a big problem we're facing. Did you get it, Benito? Sorry about that.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Point of information.
Well, can somebody send this to our listserv, or is it already on our listserv in a previous post, those two motions? Because that's useful, because, for example, in New York, we've got a new interim program director who probably doesn't know anything about this. So it would be useful to have that language.
Point of information is a Spanish program, one that is at least 50% in Espanol and for predominantly Hispanic culture. In other words, define Spanish programming more clearly. Thank you.
Adriana?
Who's this?
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead, Adriana.
I can send, I'm checking those two motions. I brought it to my whole LSB. The motions are very clear. We talk about Spanish language programming. We are not talking about any percentage. The PMB passed that motion. It's not a discussion of the motion. What we are trying to see, who did it, who implemented, if anybody knows about it. What I will do is send those two motions now to Nancy, the secretary, and or Rodrigo, and you can distribute to this programming committee. Then the PMB has it. We approve it in LA. The one, and my LSB has it, KPST, because I personally get copies and send by email to my LSB after the PMB meeting in June. I send the motions that the PMB passed, the mandates of the PMB. But I will do it again. And then, because it doesn't make any sense that we're discussing here what say or what doesn't say. The motions are there, and I can send it, and everybody can read it, and then we'll be more clear that we're trying to interpret what is in those motions. I'm trying to send it right now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So one thing, yeah, so, you know, what we basically said, actually, we also what we are called, just like Adrian said, you know, what we also approved, you know, at the national board meeting was that each radio station could accommodate these hours the best they fit to their schedule, but they have to take in account that it cannot be later than 9 p.m. and cannot be before 6 a.m. This is because to prevent that, I mean, we do understand that people are, you know, good heart and everything, but not all the time, you know, things work out the way that they should. So we just want to make sure that the new program is not sent to 2 a.m., right? 3 a.m. So basically, so now, there is a chance in some areas maybe that you can do a little intro in English a little bit so people would know, you know, okay, well, this is new programming or this is what is upcoming. But the programming is not in English talking about the issues of the Latino population. And the Latino population or the, you know, Mexicans or Latin Americans or South Americans talking about the issues in their own language. So therefore, it's really important because it actually opens up to those organizations that are out there and can, you know, provide a lot of support for the Pacifica Foundation, which is, we are in big need. So, but you know, opening to them the chance to produce their own shows and do their own thing, you know, and having their own people, you know, participating in their own youth and their own organization. So that's why it's in Spanish, because that's, you know, first of all, that's part of the bylaws. You know, the UC, the Committees of Inclusion, you know, you see the mission, you see the programming, you know, a policy, I mean, and the ethics of Pacifica. But secondly, is that, you know, basically, it's that we have to cover these people. And it is not in discussion whether we implement it or not. That's out of discussion. What we have to do is, you know, have these collectives. You know, I need to have more information from people from KPFA, who's there that we can contact people from, you know, WPFW and people from WVI. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do the work, but we need your help. That's it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. This is Ramon.
I'm sorry. Did anybody receive the emails with the motion?
Let's see.
I'm looking.
Point of information, Adriana, did you send it? I got something from Rodrigo just now.
Exactly, that's the one that I'm asking. I received one from Rodrigo and one from you.
Okay, implementation move by Spanish language force. That's what I got. And I think, oh yeah, okay, Virginia's there. We got everybody. There's supposed to be two coming?
I send one.
Okay. I got one. So, Adriana, you didn't send anything, right?
No, Nancy, I said I received two. One from Rodrigo, one from you.
Okay.
That's the last one. This motion, it says that this motion to be implemented no later than Monday, August 24th, 2015. So we are here close to November and we are done. So, but we will. So let's work on that. Anyone else who wants to speak about this issue or who has any questions?
This is Alon. I take it you would discuss what I was asking, which is if the programming is to be mandated within the daytime, early evening hours. At some point, you have to define what is such a program as to its content. Because you could have someone claim to have a Spanish language program, but they only sparingly use Espanol, and most of it is in English, for example. So what I was saying is the discussion would deal with that potential problem. As for the emails, we are just discussing. I'm checking my trash, my spam, my inbox. I don't see anything yet. Over.
Okay. So,
now I'm receiving copies.
This is Donald to the back.
Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, I did get it, and I'm looking at it now. It makes me realize, and PFW people can attest to this. I was thinking we were sort of under compliance, but it does say weekday in Spanish language, so that wouldn't include, you know, bilingual DJs playing, you know, salsa or, you know, Latino music on Sundays. So I'm wondering if we're not in compliance at this point. Are we, Benito or Jim? We don't have five hours of it.
just
Tom, this is about news, not music.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Someone asked earlier, what is defined Spanish language programming? Is it only news and culture, or can it be a music show?
Okay. Because, you know, so basically it's the number 10 you see, it says, my speaking account, women, African Think communities, programming for youth and by youth, indigenous activists, alternative music or art programming, environmental issues, political movements, and so on and so forth. So you read that part right there, it includes everything. The only thing is that it cannot be music, right? Only, like, you're just a music program, no. No, it can be like, you know, each you have to have, you know, like if you have one program of music, it's okay. One program like a, but it has to have, you know, has to have, you know, some content, you know, cultural content, you know, or social, right? Now, it's not for music programs. It's to take into account the issues of the communities, like health, you know, political movements, you know, art, indigenous activism, youth, you know, even children, you know, new colonialism, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So but it's going to be in Spanish. Yeah, I mean, like always here, you can have some, and by the way, some people speak, you know, like, you know, a lot of people are born here, and they speak a little bit of, you know, also some English sometimes, you know. I mean, if you're not saying, oh, well, somebody's going to be penalized because they're using two, three words in English, and blah, blah. No. That's not the issue. The issue is that it's done in Spanish, right? If it is needed, some English, a little bit, well, that's fine, you know. But see, this is the issue, my friend. The issue is that up to now, the foundation is being speaking in English only, pretty much. I mean, with a few exceptions, where there is some music or some programs that are late at night, blah, blah. But we have to address, you know, those communities which are counted by thousands and thousands and thousands, and you know it, right? And but that are not taken in account by Pacific. That's basically it.
Okay. So this is John. I'm going to get off the phone now, but I think this is a great initiative. And so thank you all for providing copies of that resolution. It makes everything very clear. Thank you.
Thank good you,
sir. Thank
you, John. Okay, so anyone else, then, if not, we just move on.
Well, Rodrigo, let me ask you this question. This is Thomas.
Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
Are you in Houston or L.A.?
L.A.
L.A. Is there anything in L.A. that, you know, that is... you know, that fits this bill that could be picked up by other stations, for example? I mean, do they you know, cover national and international issues, not necessarily call in, but on the regular, you know, on the hour, a couple of hours a week that we can pick up? Because, we get shows from Berkeley and Los Angeles here in Washington. A Spanish language program like this would be wonderful, you know, if we can, you know, pull it in at you know, that meets this time deadlines, you know, between 6 and 9. So
yes. I mean, that question, Mr. Thomas, is a really good question, because that's one of the things that we were planning to move in case that we don't get. At all radio station, we don't get an answer. I understand it's difficult because, I mean, a lot of people throughout the different networks are not really, like, in contact with, you know, a lot of Latin American organizations. So it's difficult sometimes to put something in place like this. So what we're thinking is, yes, you know, create either you know, by every radio station, one program, 1 hour, and then we can put it, you know, at the different stations, or send any programs, because let's say at Los Angeles, we have a lot of programs, right, in Spanish. So we can send, you know, kind of reclassify and see which ones would fit. You know, in the meantime, the collective are created at each radio station. We can provide with the content for those radio stations from the different areas that are doing it. Let's say a KPFT start doing programming and can send maybe 1 hour or 2 hours to Washington, so we can send another 2 hours, or and then in Washington they are producing 1 hour. So let's say we fill the time. In the meantime, KPFA or WBI are developing their own collective production. What we've been doing at KPFK, we have a training program, right? We train, you know, at the different communities. Let's say communities from Oaxaca, you know, that are like a very numerous, right? But a lot of Mexicans right here, right? So, but, you know, they are doing their own programs now. Like the Jews, they are like getting together and getting trained and starting like producing their own pilots, their own programs, you know, submitting their own. The collective gotta submit, you know, their proposal. What kind of program you want to do? What content it's going to have? How long it's going to be? Which community it's going to be addressing to? You know, like there are various communities. Of course, Latin America, you can find like Puerto Ricans, you know, Dominicanos, and, you know, like South America. So, and how is it going to contribute to the Pacifica mission? How is it going to help, you know, to, you know, make, you know, the different communities to understand each other better, you know? And not only that, how are you contributing economically to the Pacifica Foundation? You know, what is the way they're going to raise funds, you know, for the radio station? So issues like that, I can present it to you if you want to, you know. I mean, it's there too, you know, but, you know, you can check it out. And then, but I'm saying it's a whole new idea, which is going to be great, but we have to make it work. Now, we'll do it. I mean, if we don't have, you know, like a positive answers in the next maybe 1 month and a half, then we're going to have to provide the content. In the meantime, you know, each radio station do their own collectives.
I see. Okay. I mean, each area of the country, just to follow on, each area of the country, you know, is its own region. And, you know, with heavy, you know, Latino populations in each, you know, obviously there's the frontera in, you know, in the southwest, here on the east coast, you know, it's a different kind of mixing pot, so to speak, and many, many more nationalities. You know, Salvadorans are, you know, a huge population here, as they are in Los Angeles. But, you know, whereas, you know, in New York, it's Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Dominicans. I'm just wondering, Nito, has there ever been any talk of, for example, our Caribbean program, part of that becoming Spanish language? Have you ever heard of that?
Caribbean program?
What's that?
I don't know what show you're on.
Oh, Von Martin, Caribbeana. It's a Caribbean program, but there's a lot of Caribbean news.
But it's mostly, but the answer to your question is no, not that I know.
All right.
Okay, well, I'm glad that, you know, everyone was really receptive, you know, to this issue. So let's, if you want to move on, how long do we have in this meeting still? How much time do we have?
We did not make the time certain, but we've got 20 minutes before 10:30 Eastern time.
Adriana? Yes.
Yes, I will. I'm searching, but
but I will send this committee a very interesting study that our former executive director, Mr. John Prophet, sent us about, because what one of the problems that normally we heard about the Spanish language program, that they don't raise money, they don't bring money to the station. Our former executive director sent us a very comprehensive study that shows just the opposite, right? And obviously he doesn't, he's not, you know, he just is presenting specific cases and how that could be successful. And the idea for the network, I think that was the idea of passing this this motion in LA, is the foundation is losing membership. The Latino, the Spanish language community is growing exponentially, and just makes sense to expand to the community that is really a very important part of this country. And like I said, I will send to everybody that study that our former executive director sent us to show that it's perfectly profitable. It's not, I mean, it's a fallacy that cannot bring money. Okay, I'm searching for that, and I will send it to the whole committee. I just want the committee to know that I'll send that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so Nancy just suggesting to we should adjourn at 7:30. Is that what you suggested, Nancy?
I wasn't suggesting. I could go on all night, but I mean the East Coast people have to go to sleep, and yeah. We did not decide 10:30. There are many committees that try to make 10:30, but go on to Eastern time.
Can we try to go to 10:30, because the other issue we have to talk is about the remaining discussions from August 24th meeting.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is Jim Brown.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, I'm going to have to leave now, only because I'm not feeling well, and I need to take care of myself. So,
eat some garlic. Eat some garlic and ginger.
Yeah, something like that, yes. Okay.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, good.
Okay. With the remaining people, do we go ahead and let's aim? We have 7 minutes, let's say. Can we address the August 24 meeting? And then adjourn after that, you know, whatever we can accomplish.
Yes. Can I introduce the Open Journal?
Go ahead.
Somebody speak. Yeah. Okay. If it's okay, can I introduce the Open Journal item?
Yes.
Okay. This is a show called Open Journal, and it's open to the community. They have their own show, and they can have call-ins, and they can explain, you know, what their mission is, and it should be mission-oriented. And it's been very popular at KPFT, and it brings in a lot of new groups, nonprofits, people who have something that will help the community. And this is usually, it was made by Otis McClay when he was program director. His idea, people could get off their lunch hour and come at lunchtime. And we had an open journal daily at 12 noon and for 1 hour. And this is how we get the community groups involved with the station. And I think this is whenever I introduce people or when we outreach for the station, this is always a thing that people like and they want to have their own show.
I'm on the line, Stack.
I'm finished.
Am I next? Okay. Very briefly, we have to realize that it's not the fault of Pacifica that stations are losing membership. It's the fault that we live in an era of such diversified media that all individual types of media, it's too many slices of the pie, so to speak. There's only 24 hours in a day, and people are splitting up their interests among many different kinds of media, and therefore no area of media is particularly growing. Newspapers are closing. Everything's going online. So anyway, a couple of issues I wanted to raise is that our local station, during Democracy Now!, there are pauses for about a minute during Democracy Now!, and usually the music is unique to the culture of the country being discussed. However, lately, we've had voiceovers talking over the music, giving us a traffic report on driving conditions in the city. So, personally, that's just my opinion. I kind of resent that because I like to hear the unique music that Amy Goodman puts on her show. So that's a couple points I wanted to make. I think there was one other, but I'll have to come back to that. Back over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Should I go ahead?
Yeah. Yes.
So this idea, Nancy's general proposal, I think, goes along with and is it's actually the same basic idea that has been discussed by the Strategic Planning Task Force. Well, it goes along with the idea of making programming accessible to community groups. And put them on the air and, you know, put their issues on the air and make the airways available to them so that they begin to see that Pacifica is a tool that they can use to get to communicate with their own folks. And that gives them a concrete interest in, and getting their folks to listen to the station. And hopefully after that, then, you know, becoming members. So I think in general, I would certainly support this general proposal. But in my personal opinion, and I'm not a programmer, I would think it's sort of dangerous from the point of view of trying to create good programming, to turn a show over completely or control the show over to a community group that knows absolutely nothing about programming or radio. So I think that it would be much more useful if the proposal was geared around, let's identify at each station a few programmers that could, one or two or three or whatever, that would be interested and willing to coordinate that type of show. And that show could revolve around community issues and bringing, you know, community groups to explain their issues and this and that. But, I mean, I just don't, it's like when you need to fix a window, you get a carpenter. When you need to fix the plumbing, you call the plumber. when you need somebody to get you out of jail, you call the police. I mean, you call your lawyer. So that's what we need to do. We need a professional in charge of the show. That's all I'm saying.
Thomas, give us that.
A lot on the stack. Go, Thomas.
I support Benito completely on that regard. And I was going to say and ask Nancy. I mean, it seems to me you know if you have a community group do a half hour show. First off, you know they're not necessarily ready when you want them there. But that's a logistical thing. But I'm saying, how often would they come back? I mean, you know, once a community group presents their ideas and their programs, it seems to me you need a host somehow that's, you know, in every show you have it features two or maybe 2 to 3 community groups speaking for 20 minutes. And then, the next week it's another set of community groups, and it can be focused like that. But, yeah, you'd need to have some sort of producer host that could structure interviews and not just otherwise the learning curve for some of these groups in terms of just basic media training could be difficult to overcome quickly. Sure, you can train them over time. But, yeah, it's basically in support of Benito's stipulations and objections on that score. So I would support that.
I agree.
Yeah, you could get good audiences, but there has to be some variety on a weekly basis, and that's only done by making sure that a professional is sort of calling the local resources, the metropolitan area. Benito, I'm thinking of this, the Metro Connection show on our competitor, and that features various. It's an hour a week. And it features stories, and it's professionally done from journalist standpoint, and it wouldn't have to be that at that level. You could have community people coming in and speaking directly, but bear in mind they're not media professionals. So I'm done. Thank you.
Along continuing.
Yes,
I agree. We do need to have if it's going to be a show that has a variety of community groups from week to week, then you do need to have a permanent host, similar to Diane Rehm on PNB, or Amy Goodman, or anyone else who interviews a series of people, and she or he, the host, has the responsibility to talk to them in advance and have a good idea of what is going to be talked about so that they can have an intelligent conversation of benefit to the listener. I myself listen to our local PNB public radio that's sponsored by a university station where they have quasi-commercials anyway, but they have a lot of good programming on there that I like to listen to. I mentioned the Diane Rehm show, there's a Fresh Air show, a Houston Matters show, Texas Standard, which is a network of stations across the state that are submitting local issues or programs. And, of course, they have BBC, which KPFT cannot afford right now, but we did enjoy having that in past years. All things considered, the technology education show, lots of things that are educational are what I like to tune into the other stations for. And what I'm leading up to is I think we ought to have a online blog or email or whatever that allows members or would-be members to voice their opinions or vote upon a list of proposed programs with a title and a short description of each program. And irregardless of whether we think that program would raise money for the station or not, just to see
where the interest lies has some kind of a voting system where new programs can be proposed, and if there's a big interest in it, then we might do a trial program or something, you know. So, but the idea is to have some kind of feedback from the public, ranking or voting system on proposed programs. I turn it over to you again. Thank you.
Nancy on the stack?
Nancy.
Okay. This open journal, every single day was a different group. And the groups were given a timeline, like a little clock, and show where they're going to cut for traffic and weather, and when they're going to make a station identification, how to do that. So they're given on the application on the website, they're showed how to do this, how to do it. And when the ones that are really good, they get to come on maybe once a month, just one. Lunchtime once a month, or they may get two times a month. So if they really get good, like we've had one lady coming on saying she did a show. She said Texas is number one in the nation in 15-year-old pregnancies, and she went on to talk about research of all the schools and local schools. Another lady said, I'm a tree doctor, mulch, 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 and not just around the trunk of the tree, but all the way to the drip line. So if you have a big tree, your whole lawn is going to be covered with mulch. And then talk about that. And then one couple came on and said, in prison you can catch hepatitis C more easily than HIV. And then we had Bike Houston, this group that tries to fight for rights, city rights, and safe bike paths, because Houston is not really a bike friendly city. We've had a lot of deaths, but they come on. And the Healthcare for All Texas group, they used to have a show. They used to come on and get call-ins and answer questions and talk about HR 676, which is Healthcare for All, is Medicare for All, from the time you're born to the time you die, and your dependents are covered just like the congressional members have their health insurance until they die. So this has been a really good show, and the vetting of it has been done in the past by the PD and the program council. And the program council was always asking, could we have a recording of it before we vet? Could we hear these things? And we never got such a thing, but that might be nice to have. And if it's left all to just the program director to decide which one of the applications to pass, sometimes it's not so good. It's better if a group. And if there's no program council, then maybe an outreach committee. But some kind of record of who is applying. And I think we should add shows for the kids, the students, and each time a difference. So you may have just one group may have just one open journal in the whole year. And it turns out fine, really. It's exciting. These are all amateurs, but they're given guidelines, and there's a board op who is really helping them a lot doing the board. So they don't have to worry about board work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to give this out. I think this is really great to get in more listeners and to be more mission-oriented. We're supposed to be helping giving a voice to the voiceless. And instead of just having our own, this opening up to the community, it really is not bad. Sometimes there's a stinker, but most of the time it's interesting.
So anyone else to the stack? I want to be in the stack too. So anyone else? Okay, I wanna say, I think the idea is a really good idea, actually, and that's also maybe the people with the new Spanish language programming can do it too, you know, because there are like there's a lot of communities. That's what we are doing here, actually, and the Spanish language new programming. We are proposing one for the community, so people can speak, you know, their own things, you know. But yeah, certainly, it has to be done professionally. So that's the thing, you know. The key issue is that it has to sound good. It has to have, you know, a well deliver content, you know, and everything has to be like well done. And I'm sure, you know, people capable to help in that sense is everywhere in every radio station. So, I mean, I like the idea. I think we should just, you know, kind of work a little bit more on that. And sounds good. Sounds a very interesting proposal. From the need that we have, especially we have, you know, the need also to raise more and more funds because we are like really broken. And thanking to the people who do shows, you know, to become members and to donate, you know, to help the real station because that's, you know, the issue here, I think it has to be a key. That's why we, and in our proposal, you know, we always put like the way that you're going to help, you know, the foundation because the key issue too is portion of the programming, the content, but how we can help, you know, in that sense to raise some funds, you know, for Pacifica. So that one we have to always keep it in mind, you know, when we provide the space for the new programmers or community programs, you know, and stuff. But I mean, I don't know. My question, I have a question. The question is, so the programming is going to be what you're saying is 1 hour a day or, you know, 1 hour a week, you know, or how is that, you know, I don't get it. 1 hour weekday, so it means from Monday to Friday or how?
Well, it used to be from Monday through Friday on the lunch hour, so people could get off work and come and do their show and then go back to work. But I sort of expanded it that we should have, it was a whole full hour, and then it shrunk to 30 minutes, and our manager decided to take the other 30 minutes and have his own show. I'd like to present this plan, and each station might be able to go run with it and make it even better. And I added at least a 30-minute or 1 hour or 2 30-minute open journals on the weekends for students and youth. And it could be in bilingual. It could be, you know, with call-ins. The sky's the limit. It really is nice and exciting, and you're not going to hear the same show again for maybe in a whole year. Or if it's a really good show, they might build into a once a month or twice a month or often. The problems that we had was sometimes they get stuck in traffic, and they don't make it, you know, in time. And then what happens is somebody just starts taking call-ins, and the topic is anything, and that usually, or they would use Counterspin as a filler to if the person suddenly got sick and couldn't come. But I mean, we could make better rules for that so that, you know, we would have another group waiting to come in.
Okay. One thing is we are at 7:43, 10:43, whatever.
Oh.
So we already over past the time. So now
yes, I move to adjourn.
Okay.
I move to table this for further discussion and thinking.
Okay. So we move to you move to table for the next meeting. Is that okay with everyone? Or for further discussion. Any objection?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Who? This is a lot. I favor closing the meeting. I hope to be out in California next week for the 100-Year Starship Symposium in Santa Clara. So look that up on the web. Very interesting science. It's the number 100YSS.org, 100YearStarship.org.
100-Year Starship.
.org. The symposium will be in Santa Clara this year. Dr. Macy Jemison is a principal. She is a former astronaut and she teaches technology all over the world. But this symposium is 4 days long and gathers scientists from all over the world on future space flight outside our solar system. We're making plans even now. Enough said. I bid you all good night.
Rodrigo, may I make a suggestion that we make our next meeting date, and also that the next meeting be a continuation so we can keep these items on the agenda, and then people can add agenda items if they come up with something.
Yes.
So
When is the next meeting? What is the suggestion for the next meeting of the program or committee?
Point of order.
Yes.
You know, I'm certainly not an expert on Robert's Rules, and personally, I think that Robert's Rules belongs in the garbage. But since that's what we have to work from, my understanding is that if you call something a continuation meeting, then we are limited to the items that are on the current agenda. And anything that you add on, you would have to have 2/3 majority put it on the agenda. So I would suggest that we just say, hey, we'll continue with the current agenda, but not call it a continuation agenda.
Oh, thank you.
We've been meeting the fourth Friday of each month, so I don't know why we need to rediscuss that every time.
They're open. All Fridays are open. 27th will be November. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes.
Well, that's the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is what day?
It's on another
week of the month, the day after Thanksgiving.
Do people want to do it the third Friday before the Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, the 20th, right?
The 20th is the third Friday, and the 27th is the fourth Friday.
Okay, is the 20th open on the calendar?
Yeah, calendar. The 20th, November 20th is the third Friday, then November 27th is the fourth Friday. Thanksgiving would be the 24th and 25th. That's Tuesday and Wednesday. Unless do they move it? I can't see it.
I thought Thanksgiving was always on a Thursday.
That's what I thought. Well, shall we make it the third Friday? Yeah, shall we make it the third Friday? To
20th.
Before Thanksgiving?
Affirmative.
How many people do we have here?
I don't know. For me, it's okay any day. The 20th or the 27th, it's fine. You know, I mean,
I agree with Nancy. I suggest that if you want people to come to the meeting, you better do it before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Shall we do 20th? And how many do we have quorum of a quorum here to make this?
Well, whatever we have, let's just go with what we got so we can close it down.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Huh?
Okay.
Well, I vote for the 20th.
Okay. All right. 20th. All right. We have enough quorum of a quorum. Okay. 20th then. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, good.
And we will
point of information.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want me then to post Friday, November the 20th?
Please.
In the calendar? I can do that right now.
Please.
Same time,
please,
right?
Adriana. Thank you. Please.
Okay, I will do it right now. Thank you.
Yeah, and Adriana, can you do me a favor too?
Can you
post for, not this Saturday, of course, because we are too late, but next Saturday at 2 p.m., the meeting for the Spanish language, you know, task force, you know.
Tell me the date.
That'll be the 34th, Saturday 24th, 2 p.m.
At 2? Okay, I will post that one.
Okay. That's Halloween. Are you sure people are going to come on Halloween?
Yes, it's going to be 2 p.m. anyway, so don't worry. It's going to be 2 p.m.
Okay, I will post four right now.
Okay, 31st at 2 p.m. All right.
I hope to be in California that day.
Okay. Hey, we'll see you. Okay, thank you. Okay, so this meeting is going to be adjourned now. Is there anything else? No?
Can we agree that the agenda will start with the remaining items from today's meeting?
I'm okay.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to add something. Normally, that unless, like you explained before, Benito, unless that you make it a continuation meeting, we can start. I mean, it's up to the committee to decide the agenda. And I agree that most of us really want to discuss all these issues, but we need to be sure that we receive from the task forces and the motion that we pass. Because if not, we spend like today, almost an hour, trying to decide in an agenda, and then we cut an hour short our program. I mean, our discussion and our real discussion of issues. I mean, I think that will be interesting if we can communicate to each other before, and if we have any information to share, we send it before, we have time to read it, and then we are more informed when we come to the meeting, right? Even the agenda is the same thing. If nothing prevents us from sending emails to each other saying, I want to add this, the research, I mean, we can do all of it by email and save us, like I said, an hour of just discussing nothing.
The most important point we covered was the programming ownership, of syndications and that sort of thing.
Yes.
So that could be reported in minutes.
Yes.
Is that okay, Juanito?
Fine with me.
Okay. So
point of information. I want to clarify what we just did. That we settled the agenda before the meeting, and then anybody that wants to add something, we just add it on. Right? Is that what you say? Is that what you're saying, Adriana?
What I'm saying is the agenda and every meeting. What we do, we approve an agenda. I agree with Benito. I mean, we are dealing with these issues. We should put it there. But more than that, why don't we get, before the meeting, an idea of what we want to put there? Then when we come to the meeting, we go straight to discuss the issues and not the agenda. I mean, that's the idea of a committee, to discuss issues that the committee agree. I don't know. I think that would be more useful if we can discuss all these issues before. Then we come and we don't spend an hour to see what we want to discuss about. We can do that by email among ourselves before. That's what I was trying to do. The agenda is always belong to the committee. And every opening is always a draft agenda. And then the committee decides. But what I'm suggesting is we will throw all of that before there. Then we come kind of a sort of agreement, and we don't waste time. That was the only thing that I was saying.
Okay, why don't we try to do this by email before the meeting, voice out how we feel about the agenda, and then we do the final decision on the meeting.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. Yeah, and then the other group I'm in, Healthcare for All Texas, they set the agenda 3 days before the meeting, so they go right into the meeting. They don't waste time on the agenda decision.
Yeah, okay.
I will try to remember.
Okay, good. Any other discussion? No? Listening none, then.
Yeah, one thing. I think we should try to encourage programmers who have all English programming to sprinkle a little Spanish here and there. I mean, it's good. It's good for the brain to learn a little Spanish, or that of course they may not want to do everything or even a part, but just a few key words. I mean, I I really think that's possible. That's not so difficult. But it, I wouldn't want to force any programmer to do that, but just hinting.
Benito, I'm sorry to bother you again, but you told me 2 p.m. Your time?
Oh, that was Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
2 p.m., yes.
2 p.m. your time. It means that it's 5 p.m. Central time. Eastern time. Okay,
yes.
That's okay.
Wait a minute. No.
Okay. Yes, Nancy, please, let me do that. We did it before.
11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock Eastern time if it's 2 p.m. California time.
No, if it's 2 p.m. California, it's 5 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry. So 5 p.m., posted for 5 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay.
So this meeting will be adjourned now then. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Arjo. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night.